Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and call into order the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 274B and open a work session on Senate Bill 274B. The purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to Senate Bill 274B. The Legislative Council has drafted proposed Conference Committee amendments to that bill, and members should have a copy, which is B9. And hopefully everyone has the B9 and hopefully has had an opportunity to review it. But Council, why don't you just give us an overview of what the B9s would provide.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 274, Amendment B9, removes the requirement that the chief ALJ serves at the pleasure of the governor and adds notwithstanding ORS 236.140. The governor may only dismiss the chief ALJ for cause. And I put in the SMS at the bottom what for cause meant, if anyone had a question about that. Basically, the employee must be dismissed for misconduct, inefficiency, incompetence, insubordination, et cetera. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. So, first, I guess, regarding the explanation that we received from counsel, I will ask if there's any discussion regarding the amendments before we take a motion. Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, referring to the statute, and then only for cause, are those types of things that he can, are there specifics what those causes are? Dishonesty, perjury, I don't know, what is it, that nonfeasance?
If you look on the SMS on the very bottom in the fine print, Council has put down the two statutes that deal with the, let's say, interpretation of what for cause means. That's under ORS 240.316 as well as 240.555. And there pretty well lays out,
okay,
I guess, the
fine
basis. Is that sufficient?
Yep.
So I do want to put on the record that the reason that this conference committee has been called, the bill originally basically said that the individual administrative law judge, chief judge, would serve at the pleasure of the governor. I had an opportunity to speak with the governor's staff and asked if the governor would be acceptive of us changing that phrase to the for cause. The governor, after deliberations and thought, agreed that he could be comfortable with that change, that it was not his first preference, but understanding that the administrative chief administrative law judge is a position that has the need to have a little more independence than maybe from other appointed positions that the governor has that he does. And so I want to make sure the record reflects that this was not something that the governor requested. It was something that I requested after consultation with another member of our committee. And at that point, brought it to the governor and governor's staff and got word that the bill would be able to move forward and become law with this change. And this is not to show some indication on the part of the governor looking to modify any other appointments that he has the purview to do and still have them serve at his pleasure. So other comments or questions? The chair would accept a motion regarding the B9 amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move the B9 amendments to Senate Bill 274.
Representative Garrick moves the adoption of the B9 amendments into Senate Bill 274B. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All right. And, colleagues, what we need to do at this point is,
we need to move that the Senate concur in the House amendment.
Right. Okay.
And
so
that is the right date that we're supposed to use.
That is the correct date?
Right.
Okay. So, let's see. At this point, motion carries, and so I'm going to ask for a motion.
And
give the script, so the script will be there.
Can we give you? Okay. So you moved that the Senate concur in the House.
Mr. Amendment. Chair, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 4th, and that the bill be further amended with the B9 amendments and repassed.
Representative Garrett moves that the Senate concur with the House amendments dated June 4th. and that the bill be further amended with the B9 amendments and be repassed. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And at this point, we need carriers for the House side and one for the Senate side.
I carried the first time. I'll do it again.
All right. So Representative Garrett will be our carrier on the House side, and I will go ahead unless all right. And then the chair will carry on the Senate side. And with that, what we need to do at this point is ask everyone to please sign in triplicate. We'll start at this end and work it this way. And at this point, we'll go ahead, unless there's any other business for the committee. We'll adjourn.